You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Braves reporter Mark Bowman. And Mark, not the start the Atlanta Braves wanted to get off to in the 2016 season. As we record this podcast, they're sitting at 0-7. I guess the bright note on that would be that they've been in most of those games. They had chances to win a lot of those games, but so far nothing in the win column as they're 0-7. And then more bad news on Tuesday morning as we learn that Hector Olivera arrested after allegedly assaulting a woman in D.C. where the Braves are playing right now. What do you know about the Olivera situation as we record right now?
Well, we do know that Hector Olivera was arrested. As you said, this is just a few hours ago at about 7 a.m. Braves officials were alerted that police were there to arrest at the team hotel Hector Olivera, who allegedly assaulted this woman who he's had a previous relationship with. In other words, you know, he certainly did know. We do not know the extent of the relationship. You know, at this point in time, Hector has been placed on administrative leave. He's on the restricted list. We do not know how long he will how much time he will miss. MLB officials will investigate the matter and see how it applies to the joint domestic violence policy, which was obviously instituted last year. So this is certainly a serious issue. To add to that, obviously it affects, you know, how the Braves will move forward, you know, at the left field position. This could mean that Malik Smith spends more time up here than anticipated. He came up on Monday to replace Ender Inciarte. At that point in time, it looked like he'd be up for just a couple weeks. Now, you know, if Bolivar is still on the restricted list, but an Inciarte comes off the disabled list, there's a chance that Malik Smith will stick around and maybe he plays center field. Inciarte goes over to right, and Nick Markakis goes to the left. You know, there's a lot of different options, but one way or another, Malik Smith may fit in that equation.
Obviously, this is a much bigger issue than just baseball, but the Braves went out and made the trade for Olivera, and they were hoping for big things from him. When you look at what he's done so far with the Braves, taking this, obviously this is bad, and you don't know when he'll be back, but has his time in Atlanta been disappointing already on the baseball field, would you say, beyond this incident?
No, there's no doubt about it. You know this issue just adds to the many that the Braves have faced since they acquired him. And, you know, look, people will look back at that trade. When it was made, there was a lot of criticism saying, how can you give up your top prospect and a controllable young starting pitcher, top prospect being Jose Peraza, the controllable pitcher being Alex Wood. You know, in the 6 to 8 months, however long it's been since that trade was made, and Peraza's stock has dropped, and then people are starting to say, well, maybe the Braves were wise to trade Alex Wood. My thinking on this is it still comes down to what the returns you've got, and Hector Olivera certainly has not lived up to anyone's expectations, including those of the members of the Braves organization. So you can go ahead and look and say that Peraza's stock has dropped and Wood's stock has dropped, but at the same time, had they stayed in the Braves organization, would that stock have dropped in this manner? In other words, if the Peraza had stayed, you know, hadn't been traded twice, but people could say, oh, you know, there's, or had the Dodgers not tried to trade him twice, and, you know, eventually getting it done this winter, you know, would he be looked at the same as he is right now? Same with Alex Wood, had he been to start in Atlanta's rotation. So I think it all comes back to what the return was. You had significant value in those two players. Did you get significant value back? It doesn't look like it right now. So this is a trade that, even if Peraza and Wood don't live up to what we thought they might at this point last year, it's still a trade that could haunt the Braves because they did not get really anything in returns thus far. And, you know, you can't completely – we don't know what the future holds for Hector Olivera, but right now it's certainly a trade that does not look favorable for the Braves.
Yeah, and you're never going to win every trade, and obviously the Braves have made some other trades in the last year that they've been praised for, and that system is obviously in very good shape now with a lot of young talent on the way. I wanted to talk about one of the young players for this team because you mentioned it, Malik Smith getting the call up for Ender Inciarte, and Malik Smith is – he's a guy, he's not one of those top prospects in this organization, But he's a guy that, as a fan, I think you really got to like the way he plays the game, and he's a fun guy off the field as well. I know you got to deal with him in spring training. Now that he's in the Major League clubhouse, he took a helmet off the face, I know, in his first game and had to leave the game, which is just kind of injury to insult. But him being up with the Major League club, what does he bring to that clubhouse as an energetic guy, and what have you seen from him on the field?
You know, he's a guy that, like you said, he brings some energy to that clubhouse. He is a threat once he gets on base. He's still a little bit raw. He probably could benefit from another 30, 40, 60 games at the minor league level. But at the same time, this team needs him now. He is their best option. Growing up, he was more of a football guy. So he didn't play as much baseball. So he's 23 years old. Maybe you look at it and say, from a baseball development standpoint, he's 21, 22 years old, just the amount of baseball he's played. But the strides he's made over the past year, you can see that he's heading in the right direction. I look at him as, it's not exactly the same, but he's a little bit like Billy Hamilton with shoulders. I'm not trying to say there's a lot of pop in that bat, but there's a little bit. He's got that same kind of speed, but as he grows, I think he'll be able to drive a little bit. He'll have a little bit more pop in that bat than Billy Hamilton will. So a guy that can bring in some offense. One of his second game here at the big league level, he was, causing some havoc on the base. That's not necessarily from stolen bases, but you can see the pitchers react to him a little bit different when he's on base. So that always helps. There's something unique about this guy. Even when he left that game the other night, and he said, it's too bad you had to leave. He goes, wow, I got a unique story. And, I've got a scar here for the rest of my life. And people say, well, where did you get that? And he said, my very first Major League game. So, he's an upbeat guy. He makes you laugh. And I think some way, somehow, he's going to – I don't know how the story's going to unfold, but it's going to be a good one for Malik Smith.
Yeah, and if people saw the video or the pictures, you could see the blood dripping down his face. And it wasn't a serious injury, so, we can laugh about it now. And obviously, he was laughing about it. But what a way to start your Major League Baseball career. Now, he's up because Ender Inciarte is on the disabled list, and it's a hamstring. And obviously, this is an outfielder who likes to track the ball down out in the outfield. Having Malik Smith, if he comes up and plays well, does it allow them to maybe ease Inciarte back? Because I know you have to be careful with hamstring injuries, because if they're not fully healed, you can just make them worse by playing on them.
No doubt. I mean, I think they caught this hamstring injury in time. We're not enough time to – maybe he would have been available to play next, maybe Sunday or this upcoming Sunday, Monday, early next week. So, in other words, maybe he would have only been sidelined 7 to 8 days. You can't play a man short that long, especially with a roster like the Braves have, situation that they have. I do think that, maybe on April 24th, that first A's eligible, I do expect him to be back then. But, yeah, here's a guy who had a right hamstring issue last year. It cost him a month. He's got a left hamstring issue now. He relies heavily on his legs. It's certainly a concern. But, moving forward, he will have to try to make the preparations and adjustments to his pregame preparations, maybe to do whatever he can to prevent, this aggravating either of these two hamstrings that he's injured within the last year.
Let's end things on another positive note here, Mark. Jolys Chacín, no decision on Tuesday, but 6 scoreless frames. He struck out 8. If they can get that from him, that's such a huge lift for this team, and it would be such a nice addition to have him as part of that rotation this season.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. You know what? He's healthy right now, and he has not been healthy the last 2 years when he bounced around with the Rockies, and he ended up with the Diamondbacks last year, spent some time with the Indians. You can just see the smile on his face where it's nice to be healthy and pitching again this year. And I don't think his velocity is back to where it was 2013, but this is not a guy who's ever lit up the radar gun. He spots the ball well. He's added a cutter, which helps him with, it provides a little bit of a different look than the sinker does against left-handed hitters. So that's a little bit better weapon for him. And he's a guy who knows how to get through innings. 27 years old. I'm not saying he's some ageless wonder or something like that, but he's been around the block and it helps to have a guy like that in this relatively young Braves rotation. So, he did something there in his first start. He struck out 8 in just 69 pitches. John Smoltz was the only other Braves pitcher who has done that. Now, it's a rare stat, but at the same time, after I looked it up and found that out, I took a step back and you think, look, if a guy has 8 strikeouts for 69 pitches, he's usually going to be allowed to keep going on. Unfortunately, he did get lifted for a pinch hitter. So, yes, it's a unique stat. It shows how efficient a guy was on that one night, but it was also a rarity in which he was in a position where he had to exit because it was a scoreless game and he had to be pinch hit for. But he'll get a chance to get back out there on the mound here again next week. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he does as the season goes on.
This has been MLB.com Extras, our Braves edition with Mark Bowman. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.